The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Some of the best from today's show.
You call your partner by a pet name. Is it something cute or maybe ridiculous? You can text in this morning, 99925. It's Vinny, Donna's in for Nikki and Stepman Sam. They've done research on this. Do you think it makes your relationship stronger, or do you think it's actually a negative thing in the relationship? What would you say?
It's got to be stronger.
Sam, what do you think? Because I know you're big on the pet names.
What's my pet name? What do you call me?
Oh, I mean, we haven't been intimate yet, Donna, so it's tough to say.
Never, ever happening.
0.1%. You never know.
Yeah,
never!
Okay, all right.
I think it's stronger for the relationship, except it becomes a bit of a crutch. Like, now I don't call my girlfriend by her name ever. I only call her by her pet name. And so when I do call her by her name in public, I feel awkward.
We'll get to your pet name in just a sec, because okay. I think it's worth waiting for.
The beauty.
They do say it makes your relationship stronger, and they looked at Americans. Apparently, almost 90% of Americans use a pet name, and Europeans also, about 75% or so. Can you guys guess the top spot at the worst pet name? I don't know if you hear it much around here. Maybe it's a bit hard to guess.
Hey, you?
No, it's actually Pappy, apparently, is the
Pappy?
Most.
Hey, Pappy.
Hey, Pappy.
That's the most hated name. Oh, also, okay. Daddy is up there, too.
I know a lot of girls are into that.
And Sweet Cheeks. Those are the top three worst names.
Oh, come on. That's not even
names.
A pet name.
I just feel bad now, like, being in front of my wife's family. We always say, like, hey, babe, baby, and, you know, in front of her parents, in front of my family. I find that strange, especially when they give those eyes. You know, you can't call her by her name.
Save it for your own house, you know?
So, Sam, can we get to your nickname for your girlfriend? Because it's really, really... I don't know if Donna's ever heard it before.
Well, it's an evolution, really. It started as Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Sweetie. Okay. Like Sweetie, but with a sh. And then it evolved into Shmoopy.
Shmoopy.
Because that's what she is. She's...
Which one do you want to go to, Shmoopy?
You call me Shmoopy. You're Shmoopy.
You're Shmoopy.
You're Shmoopy. You're Shmoopy.
So that was us for the first 2 years of our relationship.
Okay, and then it changed.
And then it changed, and now it's like Poopy and Poopoo, and it's just a,
Poopy?
Yeah.
Poopy.
So even if you were having like a big fight, do you use those baby names?
Well, in a fight, I don't know. That's, you have to earn that.
So what do you do like in front of family members or around friends or something?
It's awkward. I'll resort to Babe.
Okay, yeah. Which is not so bad because it's more common.
It's not as bad, yeah, no. I don't want the public hearing our names. It's you know, it's our private, like, intimate names.
Like, right now, since we're broadcasting it on the radio waves?
Oh, yeah,
and the public has heard it, exactly. Right.
But I know, like, Donna, you use the same name for, like, several guys, right? Like, you
just
like,
so I don't confuse them all.
Okay.
You're such a nerd.
No, but...
First of all, for the record, they're making me sound like there's just one. I'm not saying his name, but
man.
I do like Baby. I like to be
baby,
called Baby.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, or call someone baby. I think it's very sexy.
You have like a go-to name. For me, like it switches. Like my ex-girlfriend, I had another name for her because, you know, like Shmoopy wouldn't have, you know, fit her,
I agree
her
on
character,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
So you
have she didn't have any Shmoopiness.
No, she was more of like a kitty. She was more of like a kitty cat, so I stuck to the feline theme.
I see. But have you ever been in a room and then somebody says babe and then like four guys turn around? Like, oh.
You're talking to me?
Oh, you're the babe. Oh, you're talking to you? That's just awkward too because it's not original.
Listen, yeah. I go to a bar and I go to the bartender. Hey, babe. Can I have a martini? Like, it's my name I call everybody.
Really? Mm.
Not really. No,
no. I'm still...
Just men who serve
just
me drinks.
Just to get free drinks, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
What do you want to go to, Shmoopy?
You call me Shmoopy. You're Shmoopy.
You're Shmoopy.
You're Shmoopy. You're
Shmoopy. This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
We got a text at 99925, and they actually signed it anonymous. They don't want to be identified, and I don't blame them. The text goes like this. I have a crush on my best friend's sister. Should I ask her out? Now, this is tricky. I've seen situations go both ways. I know a friend of mine, he was basically dating his best friend's sister behind his back for about a year. And then when when his best friend found out, he was furious, didn't talk to him for like another year, but he ended up marrying her.
Okay.
And he got over it. His friend got over it and they're on good terms now. But I've also seen friendships dissolve. And because some people don't like that at all when you're dating.
It's a risk you're going to take because I'm going to tell you that your friend is your friend first, but they will always probably be team family. So if things went sour in the relationship, say they supported it, you got to risk the chance that you may not only have a bad breakup, but of course you might lose a friend also in the realm of it. Now, most of the time, I am take leaps of faith when it comes to love. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know me, I always say go for it. But also, I'm extremely loyal to my girlfriends. They're my wolf pack. So it would be very difficult for me to jeopardize that.
you have to respect the fact that the friends, your friend came first, right?
Correct.
Like, and so that's solidified, and that's concrete. I would say, yeah, proceed with caution, but there is a way that you can advance and you can go about it, but you have to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that the feelings are real. So you have to, like, spend platonic time with this person. Make sure that not only you're interested, but that she's interested as well, because you don't want to misstep here. And you want to be honest with the friend as well. Don't keep anything from them as well. And you can't mess it up. You know, you have to treat her right.
It's hard. It's a lot of pressure, man.
It is a lot of pressure, but the things we do for love, I mean, you can't help that. And here's, you're attracted to your friend for a reason. And sometimes the sister,
similar
the sibling,
traits.
Yeah, you're attracted to similar traits.
And a situation that I've seen that I was talking about, a friend of mine and his best friend, because that friend knew his friend so well, like, you know, mm-hmm. gone out, partied with him, seen him hook up with girls. And now all of a sudden this guy is with his sister. And it's like, it was hard for him to accept.
And then once you do start going out, you can't really bring up the whole sibling thing, right? You don't want to reference the brother and the friend.
No, you're like, ew, you're sleeping with my sister.
Right, exactly.
It kind of can gross people out.
Yeah, so all those conversations are like out the window now. Right?
Yeah, and especially if you knew the history of your friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the shenanigans they used to get into, and now they're with your sibling. You might go, remember that movie, Crazy Sexy Love or whatever?
Yeah, Crazy Sexy Love,
and Steve Carell and my boyfriend, Ryan Gosling, he knew about his past about being a player and then fell in love with his daughter. He was like, no way. So,
see, I see both sides too, because what if you just have such strong feelings for this person, right? And you know, there's love there and there's a connection. And
love is not easy. It's not easy, my friends.
The only thing is that if they look too much like their sibling, then it gets a bit creepy.
Okay,
well, it does. It becomes a bit creepy. That's all.
This is a tough one. Looks pretty split on our text line this morning at 92925. Somebody says, that's a walk on very thin ice. From experience, as Sam said, make sure it's not only a crush and that she feels something too. And then be open to the friend. The idea is that if it happens, then make sure it's happening for the right reasons. So that's an interesting text, an interesting perspective at 92925. Do you guys know anybody who has ever been in this situation? Who is, you know, maybe dated a friend of yours, dated somebody, and it just got awkward?
Yes. I mean, the reason why is I had a friend and they did end up breaking up, and it was a really crappy time for about a year until she got over it. They both did, worked it out. And she actually had to because what happens was, if you have a bad breakup and you're dating your best friend's brother, you're going to bump into him at some point. And no one really wants to bump into an ex if it ended poorly. That's my whole point.
I had a fling with someone whose brother I became friends with afterward. And he found out about the fling, but he and I never had the talk, because I didn't think it was necessary. But there's always, whenever I'm with him, we both know, and we both sort of, you know, just brush it under the covers. But, you know, it's always like that lingering thing that kind of makes it a little awkward.
That
you know?
Is strange.
I will tell you the most awkward family situation I ever had. I had just starting dating this guy, and there was a big weekend up at a cottage, at his dad's cottage, and his dad asked me out.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. Okay.
And what'd you say?
I said, yes, of course. He owned the cottage.
Is this your house?
All right, Dominic wants to chime in.
Dump both of them.
She's on the phone. Dominic, go ahead.
I actually married my brother's best friend, and we've been married for 10 years, and they're still best friends to this day.
Okay, so you met this guy through your brother?
Yeah, pretty much. He actually asked my husband today to pretend to go out with me to try to get me to stop dating another guy. And then one thing led to another and we ended up together.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. And how did your brother feel about that?
Well, he was kind of weirded out about it at first, but it didn't cause any friction necessarily. But he did kind of have a conversation with him to say, don't mess with my sister. If you're really into her, then fine. But if it's just a fling, then don't.
And you were sure that your husband, well, now your husband really liked you or loved you for who you are, not because he was friends with your brother before.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, he doesn't just love your family and want to be part of the dinners and stuff.
Secretly wants
adopt
to be
the family.
Secretly wants to be adopted. Yeah,
he's like, their mother makes the best lasagna, man. I want to
put a ring on that.
Do what it takes.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Dominic. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
The best of the day on the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
Looking for the most unique dog name in Montreal. I know there's so many incredible names out there for dogs and pets, especially in our city of Montreal. It's Vinny, Donna's in for Nikki and Stuntman Sam. And we're bringing this up because Rover.com, they came up with the 20 most popular dog names of 2018 in Canada alone. Okay, so we'll see if your dog, David Bowie, made the list.
Okay.
Oh, look, it didn't. What a shock.
You are a mean dog hater.
By the way, what's your dog's Instagram? Because you mentioned it yesterday. And
yeah,
you're
I got 40
followers.
New followers. Thank you. He'll be able to own buy his own dog food soon. Bowie _ the golden retriever. Follow him, please.
All right. According to Rover.com, these are the top 10 most popular names for male dogs.
Okay.
Rocky, Leo, Jack, Tucker, Buddy, Milo, Cooper, Max, Charlie, and Winston.
Aww.
Winston is actually on that list.
Winston was going to be Bowie's name. We changed it last minute.
What happened? Why?
Because I rule the rules.
Oh, okay. You call
Winston's
the shots.
It's an older sounding name, isn't it? Like
Bowie?
If you're buying a small... No, Winston.
No, Winston.
If you're buying like a small puppy, I'm going to call you Winston.
I mean, he's very regal, my dog.
Very mature. Yes, he is.
Top female names, Maggie, Sadie, Bailey, Stella...
Stella!
Cute.
Lola, Molly, Lucy, Daisy, Luna, and Bella comes in at number one.
They're all two syllables.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's a thing. And they actually said, alongside the overall top names, 8% of this year's dog names came from pop culture references. Mm. Also, according to this survey, 33% of people have named their dog after a character from a TV show, a movie, a video game, or a book.
Cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Or
our favorite
artist.
Moment, right? Yeah. Or an artist like I did, because Bowie is a British golden retriever. They're very distinguished looking, and I love British rock, and my heritage is British. So people are like, call him Jagger. I go, no, these are like too common. I want something, you know, like Bowie. And so his full name is actually David Bowie. So when the vet calls, they go, hi, this message is for David Bowie.
Let's dance.
Just want to
the
remind-
legend lives.
He lives on in Donna Saker's house.
I think it's super original, though, that you did that. Because a lot of
you
people-
You should see people crack up, and they go, oh, your dog's so cute. What's his name? I go, David Bowie. They go, what? I said, yes, you can address him as David Bowie.
It's so good. All right, we're getting a lot of texts coming in at 99.25. I think I found the most original and unique dog name. It's called Gaga Loco. So they called their they basically called their dog a crazy Gaga. So I like it. That's not bad at 99.25. It's pretty good.
That's cute.
I like the fact you can take risks with pet names. You know, with an actual human, you got to be worried about how it's going to be pronounced. It has to be bilingual, this and that. But a pet name, it's like... keychain, wallet, iPhone. I mean, whatever you want.
Whatever, man.
It doesn't matter.
iPhone?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That's original.
And it always strikes up conversations with people. Somebody called their dog Hiccup. Okay.
See?
I guess I'm sitting there having the hiccups. What do I call my dog? I'm going to call him Hiccup. Why not?
Zeppelin is good.
There you go.
Said from LaSalle, she calls her dog Zeppelin. But the thing is, you always short names. It's like pet names, like your girlfriend's called Schmoopy.
Mm-hmm.
So then Bowie becomes Bobo, Boo Boo.
You've already got the nicknames for Bowie.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. People, he's getting babysat by...
You guys have a very special
right
relationship,
everyone,
don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right. Go follow David Bowie on Instagram, okay?
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat, 92.5.